Hello and welcome to MultimediaCritics.com. This is Cody coming at you with a review for Argo. Now, this came out a few weeks ago, and I finally got to see it last weekend, and I didn't get a chance to do review for it then, and now I've got the opportunity to actually do a review for it. So I'm going to go ahead and start that. By the way, there's going to be spoilers in this, so if you don't want to hear any spoilers, then I would suggest not listening to this podcast. Because I don't want to make anybody mad. I don't want to be like, I don't want people coming here and saying, you didn't let us know that there was going to be spoilers. Well, now I'm letting you know, so just stop listening to it right now if you don't want to hear them. And if you want to hear them, just listen on. I'm about to go ahead and continue. So this was a phenomenal film for me. I've always loved Ben Affleck's movies. He's always, you know, he's always hit the nail on the head for me when it comes to his films. You know, he's always got somebody that's great with writing. The writers were Chris Terrero and Joshua Behrman, I believe this was, Joshua Behrman, and he's got a pretty great slew of actors. You know, he's got some pretty well-known ones, obviously himself. Bryan Cranston was in this, which I was excited to see. Even though it was a small role, I was excited to see that Bryan Cranston was in this from Breaking Bad. I love that guy in anything he's in. And the legend John Goodman, I love that guy. He's done so much amazing work, you know, from The Big Lebowski to Rosanna, and then he did a little bit of guest starring on Community, and that was phenomenal. So I really like John Goodman. But you know, you have other actors that I don't think I've really heard of that are playing as the hostages in the movie. And so, but speaking of that, though, that's one of the pluses for this movie for me is that they, at the end of the film, they showed, during the credits, they showed a picture of the actor playing as the character, and then they showed it side by side with a picture of the original people they were portraying. And I have to say, it was pretty exceptional. I mean, it was mind-blowing how close they got it. There was one character, I forgot which character it was, but there was one of the characters that looked exactly, I mean, it was so scary, so freaky how close it was. So I would just like to, you know, give props to the makeup team and the costume designers and stuff for the movie, because they just hit the nail on the head, you know, for say, exceptional work. I think they should end up winning, you know, some type of award for that, because it's just crazy how identical they looked. And I thought the actors who were playing as them, as the six hostages, did really good. I thought they did great work. It was kind of funny because they were acting as hostages that who were acting as if they were filmmakers. So they were acting within acting. It's the inception of acting. I know that term is thrown around nowadays. I kind of like it myself, even though I'm a big fan of Inception. I still think it's a true story, bro. You know, it's one of those things. It's like, yeah, it's kind of the truth. But anyways, so it's just crazy seeing that going on, because I think they were able to, in my opinion, engulf the characters into their personality enough to where they really looked and felt like they were these hostages that were trying to escape and trying to make it out alive out of Iran. And so it was so great. And I mean, all the guest starring, you know, John Goodman and Bryan Cranston, you know, they did really, really well in this movie too. They had great roles. John Goodman, I loved his role. He was a makeup designer. You know, he did costumes and makeup and stuff. He was playing one of the characters named John Chambers, who was a big costume designer and makeup designer back then. Bryan Cranston was playing as Jack O'Donnell, who was one of the head people of the CIA, and his department. So yeah, I mean, like I said, once again, I hated that Bryan Cranston was playing a smaller role. I would love to see him do something where he's the main person, you know, outside of Breaking Bad, obviously, because that's his show. But I'd like to see a movie, you know, because he's fantastic. He was fantastic in Drive. He's fantastic in this. He's just fantastic no matter what you throw that guy into. He's the melting pot, you know, of actors. He can play, I think, about any role that you throw at him. So I just can't get over that guy. He's so awesome. But yeah, the storytelling was really great. They were talking about at the end how it was different, that the part where they're actually leaving Iran on the plane, they made it really tense in the movie. Like, you were worried that they're actually not. They wanted you to feel the emotions of, oh my gosh, are these people actually going to be able to make it out of Iran? When really, when it actually happened, they pretty much got through pretty easily. They didn't have any resistance. There was no commotion, no alarms raised. They just walked right through there like nothing ever happened. Like, they were just the people who they were acting like they were. And but you know, I think with a movie you kind of have to add that type of drama. The intensity, it works. It's supposed to be there, you know. It's something that the movie calls for. So I really like that aspect of it. You, this entire time from start to finish, you're worried about the people who are helping them. You're worried about the six hostages. You're worried about, you know, Ben Affleck's character, Tony Mendez. You're worried about, you know, you're worried about his character. You know, you're just like, oh man, this is so tense, and it just, it keeps you on the edge of your seat the entire time. There's really not much action in this film, if that's what you're looking for. It's just one that you can sit down and just really enjoy. It convokes strength and also shows in the whole thing of trust. You know, the whole movie relies on trust and plays off of that. And because the six hostages, they want to trust Tony Mendez, but they, one of them in particular, he is really trying to, I think his name is Joe. He's really having trouble trying to trust Tony. And so you kind of see that whole confliction between them, and he finally, you know, understands that he can trust Tony sooner or later. And because I mean, and it's understanding, because they're going through this whole situation of, okay, the people have found out who they don't know if the people know that there's six people missing, and they were at the U.S. embassy over in Tehran, and there was this big raid, and the ambassador over that part was taken in custody by the U.S. Embassy over there, and it wasn't like they were holding him as a hostage or anything. They were trying to help him because he was dying. He was sick. And so, and the people wanted him back, you know. They thought they were kidnapping him when they weren't. And so, and there was an overthrowing, and they were trying to tear up all the, you know, burn all the documents, shred all the documents. And they, the soldiers came in, you know, took most of them as hostages, except for those six people. And they end up having kids taken apart, taking all the pieces of shreddings and putting them back together to try to find, you know, information on these people. And right as they're leaving out of Iran, you see that they find out who they are. They find the pictures, you know, and they create pictures of them, find the files on them, and they're chasing down this plane that's leaving the airport. And you just feel so happy and you feel so satisfied whenever the movie's all said and done, because you're seeing these hostages, you know, so excited because they've gotten out of Iranian air and they know that they're in the clear and they're safe, they're going home. And you really feel the emotions pouring off that screen. It just floods you with so much emotion. And it just really is overwhelming. You almost feel like you were part of the team. You know, you almost feel like you took part in helping them get rescued. And that may sound strange, but you just have that feeling of like, oh, you know, you got to turn this way, you got to turn that way, and you got to do this, got to do that. And so it's really great, the emotions and how he plays with emotions. And, you know, that's, you know, obviously one of the biggest draws in movies is emotions. You know, that's the biggest thing is, okay, let's see how we can, you know, mess with these people's emotions. Can we get them crying? Can we get them scared for their life? Or can we get them busting out laughing, you know? And this movie, you're just balled up and tense, and you're like, oh my God, are they actually going to make it? And so, in my opinion, I think it would probably be Ben Affleck's best film. I mean, now granted, I'm not saying, you know, The Town is not good. No, I would be crazy. I've heard people on other podcasts talking like it's not that great of a film, and I disagree. The Town is extraordinarily phenomenal. It's a timeless classic for me. You know, it's just such a fantastic film. I can't get over that film. It's one that I will never forget, and I hope I never forget. And then we have, you know, Gone Baby Gone, which is just a classic. I mean, if you try saying anything about that, you're stupid, because it's a classic, people. It's an extraordinary film. So yeah, this and that's hard to say that this is better than those, but I mean, it is Ben Affleck we're talking about. I mean, I think his films get better. Every film he does is better than the last, you know. So yeah, I really enjoyed this movie. I didn't really have anything wrong with it, actually. I would say it's a pretty flawless movie, except for the fact that Ben Affleck was playing as the main character. Like I said, it's fine, but it's kind of a negative, because I would have liked to have seen somebody that looked like the original guy. That would have been nice. But I'm not going to take any points off for that. You know, that's just a little nitpicky thing. And I don't like being one of those type of people that's like, oh, let me pick out these little tiny things and make them seem so huge and dangerous when they're not. This is actually going to kind of have a short review. Definitely check it out if you haven't seen it yet. Now, granted, I know James Bond, whoo, I'm so excited for that. It's coming out this next coming weekend, and then the weekend after that we have Lincoln. I'm going to see Bond next weekend. Me and Kenny are going to see Bond next weekend. And then I'm going to go see that Wreck-It Ralph film. So I look forward to definitely doing a review for both those films. And when I get a chance to see Lincoln, I am definitely going to see that. I mean, it's got some great actors in it. One of them is one of my favorite actors of all time, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I love that guy. I seriously wish I could do an interview with him. I don't even know how I would be able to talk to him. I would just be so excited to talk to him. If that makes any sense, you know, it just would be so nerve-wracking, but so exciting at the same time. He's just such a phenomenal guy. So I definitely look forward to some of these films coming out these next few weeks. I'm looking forward to trying to see Flight sometime sooner or later, maybe in the next month, because there's so many movies coming out. And if you're listening and you're a gamer, you're probably excited as I am. Halo 4 is coming out next Tuesday. I cannot wait to pick it up. Now, quick note on that. I have not been a fan of Halo. Sorry to you people who are listening that are. I just didn't like the formula. I didn't like what I saw. But I have heard enough that it has made me decide to go out and buy it, because I've heard that it's 10 times better. It's what Halo should have been originally. So I'm going out and buying it. It's going to go out and rent it, but I'm going to go out and buy it after all. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. So I should have some reviews up next weekend. I actually have a few more I'm about to record. So thanks for listening. And my review, my score for this film would have to be pretty much a 10. So yes, for me, this was a perfect film. It floored me. It made me feel emotions that I love feeling in a movie. And, you know, it just did everything it should have done. And there was no other way to approach this film. So thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed my review. And hope you go out and see Argo. And I hope you enjoy as much as I did. Thank you for listening.